Erev Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Zol Choshefer Lochaches says the following. Paraphrases the Gemara, quotes the Gemara, Tzorech Lomer Bechol Brocha Me'em Asor Psukim Min HaBrocha. On the Amalkos Chon Shoforos, you have to say 10 Psukim on each of the Brochas. And the Rambam says, Shlosha Psukim Min HaTorah, Shlosha Psukim Tehilim, Shlosha Psukim Min HaNeviim. Three of Torah, three of Tehilim, three of Neviim. Problem is the Gemara in the Flamedes Mudalef never quotes Tehilim. The Gemara only says, Shloshim Menaksuvim. So how does the Rambam know that's Tehilim? So Rabbi Yoshe Be'er says, because if you look in Sefer Shmuel, in the beginning of Perek Chof Gimel, it says, Ve'ele divrei David achroinim du David ben Ishai u'neuma gever hu kamal. David the Melech was Mashiach Eloike Yaakov, and he's called Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael. The sweetness of the songs of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, Ein Yisrael Meshoirim B'Mikdash, the only Shirois used in the Mikdash, Ela Shiroisa Ve'Zmiroisa. Only the Shirois and the Zmiroisa of David HaMelech, and that's why it's called Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael. But Shita Saram, says Rabbi Yoshe Be'er, if you pay real attention, he does not limit on to the Mikdash. He says like this, Shivko Chomil Mishakoyre, that's the Rambam in Perek Zayin Lokos Tefila Aloch with Beis Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Shob Shivko Chomil Mishakoyre Zmiris Misefer Tehilim Bechol Yom Vayom Vetignu Brocha Lifnei Azmiris. Right, you say Brocha, V'u Baruch Sheomar, Brocha Lachreim V'Yishtabach V'yesh Mekoymes Shenoagu Likruis Shir Asayam. Right, Shekruz Bechol Yom Machar V'Orchim Yishtabach Shir Asayam. Mr. Rambam means that you reach Asayam after Yishtabach. And he says, why do you say Yaz Yosher? Because the Shir Asayishboch is of Baruch Sheomar, says Baruch Sheomar, is only dedicated to David HaMelech. Anything which is, has to be outside. Okay? And that you see also in the brochas, right? The brochas is, if you pay attention well to the brochas, and the Achronim already explained that in the Rambam. If you look at the brocha, Uvishiri David Avdecha. So the Shira is a Shira is David Avdecha. So therefore, Shira Sayam goes outside. Our minhag is that is within Psukim de Zimra. And the reason is because most of Psukim de Zimra is the Shiras of David HaMelech. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel, that's the idea. The idea is that Rashi, that Rambam is different than Rashi. He holds that the Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael is that all the Zmiris and all the Tishbochos should come through David HaMelech. And that's why it's called Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael. And the question is, number one, why? Why Davka comes through him? Now, if you look at it, and you look at the Psukim, the Pasuk says, Ruach Hashem diber bi umilos eloshenim, because I had Ruach HaKodesh, that's Ksuvim, right? Umiloso, but not only had that as general inspiration, but HaKodesh Baruch Umiloso Loshoini, he gave me the words to speak up. But then if you look at the Psukim continue and say, Omar Elokei Yisrael li me'wa Omar, so David HaMelech says, Elokei Yisrael li diber, HaKodesh Baruch Hu spoke to me, Tzur Yisrael. Moishel bo Odom, so the Gemara in Moed Kotlin learns, Moishel bo Odom, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Moishel bo Odom. But Tzadik is Moishel Yiras Elokim. He is Moishel Yiras Elokim. So Chazal say that here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moishel Ba'adam, Umi Moishel Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Tzadik. And that's why he says Moishel Ba'adam, Tzadik Moishel Yiras Elokim. Tzadik is Moishel Yiras Elokim. Now the question is, what's the Shaychus to say that that's why his name is Miras Yisrael? What does he have to do, Moshe Roikim? What does he have to do? And the question is, if it's because Beruach HaKodesh was Nemur, the other Shir is Beruach HaKodesh. All the Ksuvim Lechol Beruach HaKodesh. So why specifically the Shiros of David HaMelech, they were set aside? So those are the two questions. But the Beishaber continues and says, that's why the Asor HaPsukim, Ram holds that the Psukim are, we learn from the Pasuk, Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, right, it is a form of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because it's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shita Saramba means that even though the Pasuk says Ksuvim, the Gemara says Ksuvim, the Rambam understood only Tehillim of Ksuvim. That's why he passes that you need to be three Psukim of Tehillim, not Psukim of Ksuvim. So, and also, so the question is, number one, why Davka Tehillim? No, the Zmiras. How do you see that? What's the kasher from the pasuk Mishal Ba'adam. And the truth is, there is a third question that if the Gemara says ksuvim, how does the Rambam get the hilim out of it? You're right, it makes sense from a pasuk. But the Rambam is darshing a pasuk to qualify the Gemara. What does that mean? The next thing is the following. Bershaber calls the Simach of Tes the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim goes in the Mishnah. No, but the Mishnah says that we are koilel malchus with Kedushas Hashem. Kedushas Hayom. Kedushas Hayom Mikadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikoron is a chelek of malchus, which is melech al kol haaretz. And this is truly a machloek, is Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi holds like the time of the Mishnah, but Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you koil zichroinus in Kedushas Hayom. Okay? So Rav Chaim used to ask a second Gemara. The Gemara in Brochus, the Mim Tes, says, is a sugeruka, we did in Chos Mimishtaim. You cannot mix two Chosomas. The ceiling, the end of the Broch, has to be one only. So how can you have two? So Rav Chaim used to say the following, that if you look at it, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah. What's the Mikroi Kodesh? The Mikroi Kodesh of every Yom Tev is clear. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yom Kapora. What's the Mikroi Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah? So the Mikroi Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus Zichronus and Shriforus. Right? So, and that's the Kedusha Sayoyim. So, Mimela, the Machloik is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel is what's the Ikar Kedusha Sayoyim? The Ikar Kedusha Sayoyim, is it Malchus or is it Zichronus? Because it's Yom HaZikorin. The Pesuk says Zichron Truah. So, that's going to be Machloik. It's not Chuyis Mdishtaim because this is the definition of Kedusha Sayoyim. So Rabbi Sheber quotes from Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva brings a shaila. What happens if a person forgot to say Melech al Kol Oretz by all the brochas? It's just said Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikorin. So the Shari Tshuva says in Shachris Yizyoitze and Musaf not because he has to say Malchus. But he wants to say no, because once Rabbi Chaim understood that that's Etzem Kedusha Sayoyim, you are not even Yoitze Shachris because you miss Malchus. But if you go through this cheshbon, it comes out something first of all. What's the machloek is between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel? What's Ikar Kedushas Hayom Malchus Zichronus? But the chiddush is very fair. So according to Rav Chaim, that you're saying that Melech al Kol Haaretz is the Kedushas Hayom Yivei everyone the Brocha, you're going to tell Rav Shimon Gamliel, you didn't say Melech al Kol Haaretz, you say Zoicher Kol HaNishkoches? So it comes out there's a new chasimas HaBrocha according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not mashma, it's mashma. It's only choylek in Tfilas HaMusaf, where is choylel? But if you tell me the Ikar Kedushas Hayom is Zichroinus, how can you go ahead and miss every davening? Because every davening you don't mention Zichroinus, you only mention Malchus. So Bishlava Malchus, you are Yoitze, but the Choyra, if a quote of Shimon Gamliel, the Ikar Kedushas Hayom is Zichroinus, you should mention Zichroinus. And Echem Shamanu, that there is a new brocha of Kedushas Hayom everywhere. Okay, that's question number two. And the question number three is what Rabbi Sheber quotes. We know that we mention the psukim, and the psukim malchus yochronos the of psuki atoyra psuki neviim and psuki aksubim should have been in order. But Tois asks, if you look at our davening is toyra aksubim and neviim, and Tois asks lechora neviim is machlokes is hashoyim if there is a special a higher kedusha than the ksubim. So Tois asks Akasha, why is neviim here before after ksubim? Rabbi Yosheber wants to say something very givaldic. If you pay attention very carefully, Psukei HaTorah talk about the past. Psukei Nevi'im is a haftoch on the future. Psukei Ksuvim is the present. And therefore, we want to know past, present, and future. So that's why we go not in the order of the Tanakh, we go into what's called this essential chronological order. We go first, Torah, Ksuvim and Neviim. And the question that also needs to be understood, why is Ksuvim the present? So here, why is Ksuvim the present that we asked? We asked before also, what's the Machloik is Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, and how don't we have a Chasima in everyone of Malchus? Number two. And then the number three, the idea of Tehillim. Why do the Melech and Nivzim Yisrael? What does it have to do with Pasuk Moishel Bo'odom and Moishel Biras Elohim? That is by David the Melech, that there is a special koach by David the Melech to have the special koach of Tehillim. And that goes Malchus Zichron Zeshe for us, have to do through David the Melech, through the Tishbochus of David the Melech. to answer all of this, we'll use what the Baal HaTanya says. Because the question goes into a deeper question. Rosh Hashanah is on Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei is not the first day of the Bria. The Ran already quotes, the first day of the Bria is Chof El. When we say Hayom Haras Olam, this is the pregnancy, this is the design, the conception of the word, of the conceiving of the word, of the world, we're talking about Adam, Yetziras Adam. And the question is, why don't we make Rosh Hashanah in the Yetziras Olam? Why in the creation of Adam? Question number one. And question number two, why is the world created in such a funny way? Why did you start counting from the Bria Olam? Why did you start counting from the 6 days Aleph and all these days are before? Right? They are the day, the month before. So why the calendar is structured in such a funny way, not in the beginning of the creation of the world? So the Baal, to answer all of this, we'll focus on what the Baal HaTanya says. The Baal HaTanya says the Bria Olam is called the Bria of Yesh Me'ayin. Now, if you look at the Yesh Me'ayin, it's something that doesn't make sense because L'chayra, the world was a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvoido be'atzmoi, and that's called the Ayin, and then the world become a Yesh. When the reality of it is that the existence of the world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's the ultimate existence. And we are the Ayin, meaning we are what's called a constructed reality, a non-reality, a nothingness. So why is that called Yesh Me'ayin? And the answer is very simple, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that we can't relate. Within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't exist, because he's everything. We don't exist, we are non-existent. The same way there is a spark of light within the sun, the spark of light just loses its own existence, its own individuality, its own identity. It's reason why it's Yesh Me'ayin is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Metzamtzem. He contracted himself and he made us space for ourselves. That's called Yesh Me'ayin. And that's called Lashem. The Pasuk says, Lashem HaMelucha Moshel Bagoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a thing called Melucha Memshola. The Baal HaTanya here says the same thing that the Guru says, that Melucha is by Rotzen, is by desire. Memshola is forced. Says the Baal HaTanya, the creation of the world, that creation of the Tzimtzum is Memshola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Is Baal Korcha Chatan Oitzar. Kibiyochol, that's the application of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kibiyochol was Moishel on himself to contract himself and to leave space. Says the Baal HaTanya, this creation of the world, which is Yesh Me'ayin, which is Memshola, that creation is what the Gemara says and Rashi quotes, "Bitchila ola beidaito livris bemidas adin." The original Bria was bemidas adin. Why bemidas adin? What it is tzimtzum, is limitation, is contraction, is hiding. All the Bria is bemidas adin because he created a vacated space. He created a space here. Adam was created to bring, says the Baal HaTanya, the Ikar Avodah, is to return the world from Yesh back to Ayin. And that's Malchus. Malchus, the Pshad, is that you are an Yesh, but you realize that you are not a Yesh. You bottle. You have no independent existence. You are dependent. Not only are dependent, you are a constructed reality. The Hakora, that the Shem Molach, Geus Lovesh. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's hiding himself, is Geus Lovesh. That's the Shir Shel Yom of Yom HaShishi. So the day of Malchus is the day that Stiref Lo Midas HaRacham, that we try to reveal the light within the darkness. That is bringing light from within the darkness. That is called Stiref Lo Midas HaRachamim. That is Bria Sa'odom, and that's the world of Malchus. Mamshola created the world of Yesh from Ayin. Our Avodah, the world of the Adam, is the world creating from the Yesh back into Ayin. Ayin into Yesh, Bria Sa'olam. Bria Sa'odom is turning the world from Yesh into really Ayin. To really reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reveal that the world has no self-independence. Adam was created with an ultimate flaw, which is, Richard Dawkins already calls it the selfish gene. The ego. Our void is to be mevatel the ego, batel retzoincha mipnei retzoino. All the asiyas ha-toyre ve-mitzvahs is the bitul ha'adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that we are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Malchus is all about. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. We want to go back to Him. That's the way that we come. We became a yesh me'ayin. We are going to become now a yesh into ayin. And this is the whole, that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, is the return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the source. Is the connection to the world, not the world of surface, the world that appears to be a separate entity, but to the essence of the world, which is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all godliness. It's all Elokus. That search for the all Elokus, that is the Malchus, is the world. That's why Rosh Hashanah is celebrated when? On the world of returning from Yesh to Ayin, which is Yetziras Adam. The counting of the world, what counts the history of the world, is all going back to Him. That story of creating the world of Miyayin to Yesh, that is Olam HaTohu. That's not even the whole system of calendar of counting, doesn't even fit here. The world of counting fits with Adam, because Adam is, the world was a big Hoitzoh, Mirshus Arabim, Rishus HaYochit, Rishus Arabim. But our recognition that the Rishus Arabim is really Rishus HaYochit. Der HaKorah is Hashem Molach, the Malchus. Why is the Malchus? Because Gius Lovish, because that Gaiva, that appearing of a separate entity, is nothing but a Levush. And that's what is Tziref Loimida Sarachamim, is the Ichud Gomor, says the Valatanya. Yichud ze, and that's why the mitzvahs are called Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchintei, is the Yichud of Havaya and Elohim. The world of Elohim, which is the Otzintzum, you bring it to shine, that is O Havaya. That's why at the end of Yom Kippur, we say that Havaya Hu Elohim. There's no Elohim, Havaya Hu Elohim. That's the Hakorah. That is the search and the pursuit of Ayin from Yesh. That's what I'm saying. Yichud ze naser de mitzvah shibi asiyas gashmis. Okay, and yesh botelayin v'em klulim u'misyachnim b'yichud gomor v'amiti. That's the yichud of kutcha brichu u'shchinte. Kutcha brichu is kodesh, is the one which is the ayin, and the shchinte, which is oilom lemata, which is the shchina batachtoinim, dira batachtoinim, that you connect, realize that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all constructed reality. This is what Malchus is. The Malchus is the bitul of the yesh into ayin. And that's the avoidas ha'odom of Rosh Hashanah. So Bimila, that's why Avodah Sodom, as we spoke, is always searching for the world of Ichud. Is the Hakorah that the world is Ichud. We don't have a self-existence. That's why the Tishbochis is to realize that the world is a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world is really praising, is revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nothing much than that. The one who could do that is specifically David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech is the one that less lemigar miklum, he has nothing of his own. His whole self-identity was bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Less lemigar miklum, that's why it's Geneged Elvona. That's why David HaMelech in Perek Chof Zayin, that we see David Hashem Uri, he says, Lecho Malibi, Bekshufanai. Lecho Malibi, Rashi says, Bishlichuscha, my heart tells me in your name, search for me. Because they realize that that's who we are. That's the Ovoid of Rosh Hashanah. The Ovoid of Rosh Hashanah is the search of the truth, the voice, which is the voice behind that animates the world. That's the inside, the inner voice. The inner voice, we know that the Shofar is connected to the inner voice. That's why it comes, man de nofach midile nofach, is a cry out, which is pre-verbal, because it's the etzem's core of Adam. If you realize that the mitzvahs lechoira are experiencing differently, the mitzvahs are just experienced through mindset, and mindset is relates to the nefesh. There are things which are emotional or through dibur, and that's the ruach. Ruach Hashem dibur bi. And there is one experience which is intellectual, which is the neshama. But then there is experiential of the shofar, and that's the chaya. Chaya is that source, the inner connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Elokai Neshoma Shenosata Bi. That's the source of the Neshoma. We say, God, the Neshoma that you gave me. Who is the me that the Neshoma was given? The me is the Chaya, and that's the experience of Shofar. As we spoke in the Shurim before, that's the inner voice. inner truth of the world, that the world is all undifferentiated, is all Kadosh Baruch Hu hiding himself through this world. That's why the is so interesting, right? We have to listen to that voice, but it's all done through breathing. There are so many halachas on breathing, nishima, achashti, nishimas. So this is imperceptible. Many, I don't think that people even pay attention that the shofar has been blown. There are so many rules and regulations and details of the breathing pattern. Why does it have to be the breathing pattern? So Rav Wooten says, because Adam was created through the breath of Kadosh Baruch Hu, va'ipach pe'ap of nishmas chaim. That is the creation of the yesh from the ayin. Today we want to search the truth and return to the source. Kibiyochol, give back our ego and our essence to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we blow back that neshima achas, the neshima of va'ipach pe'ap of nishmas chaim that Kadosh Baruch Hu blew into us to create the yesh. We blow back to Him to return to ayin. And that's the Avodah Roshon. That's why is the whole idea of Shofar is this idea of Bittul. That's the idea of the return to the source, of realizing that we are not a separate entity. We're not serving. Malchus is Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron v'Baladai in Elokim. If you look at it, that's David HaMelech. David HaMelech writes Shiros v'Tishbochis, and he wrote not with Nevuah, he wrote with HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave divine inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh. But what he writes, he says very clear. He says on the Pasuk, Ruach, Ruach Hashem diber bi, and therefore miloso eloshoni, his words are in my mouth. I don't have a separate existence. I could sing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I know that I represent him. I am his revelation. This idea that there is nothing but a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the idea of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Tehillim Tishbocho is to be a Shvach. What is the Shvach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Shvach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that there is no Metzius behind, besides him. Therefore, the Tishbocho is only David HaMelech. And that's what he says. Omar Lekviso Diber, Moishel Bo'odom. I, Moishel Bo'odom, I created Odom. Tzadik is Moishel. His Memshola is bringing back to Yiras Elohim. Says the Marsha, because the Adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. There is one part that Adam is the Yesh, which is the Bechira. When he goes in his Moishel Biras Elohim, when he's Moishel in his choice, to realize that he's a Memshal, that there's no choice, this is what the Tehillim is all about. That you realize that your existence is really to realize that there is no existence. That you go from something into nothing. That's what the Pasuk says. Why David HaMelech Hozoiche? Omar Eloik Yisroel Lidiber Tzur Yisroel. Omar Eloik Yisroel Lidiber Tzur Yisroel. About me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. It's not Li. Rashi says Li means all I. About me, he said that. What did he say? Moishel Bo'odom. I'm Moishel Bo'odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moishel himself to create Odom. He created the Memshola. Tzadik is Moishel. Also on himself, for Yiras Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyochol is Moishel on himself. He contracted himself to allow Adam to exist. Adam, Avodas Adam, is exactly doing the same, contracting himself to non-existence to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to exist. David HaMelech is the real Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world is Gilui Kvoidai. That idea of Rosh Hashanah is the idea that there is nothing existence besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the reality is the day of Malchus. The day of Malchus is the realization that the Yesh Me'ayin is really Ayin Me'yesh, is the return from the Yesh back to the Ayin. And that's why the Pasuk, or the Bracha, when it says, V'tahir libeinu le'ovdecho b'yemes, there is a big difference between Rosh Hashanah and Truth is Yom Kippur, between that and all the other davenings of the year. Because Lamosha, when you bring Shabbos, you see the Tali Bail of the Chabemes, and then you make the Chasima. If you pay attention in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, even when it falls on Shabbos, Betai Bail of the Chabemes is said at the end of the Brocha. Says Rav Wooten, why? Because usually Betai Bail of the Chabemes is a Bakosha. on Rosh Hashanah v'tayit libein lavdecha be'emes is the kedusha sayayim. The emes is the kedusha sayayim. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph, what it means Hashem elokeichem emes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality. He's not a meaty, he's not truthful. He's the only truth. Everything else is a constructed truth. Everything else doesn't exist. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all being megalahim. That's the word of Rosh Hashanah. That's why v'tayit libeinu lavdecha be'emes, to worship with emes, worshiping HaKadosh Baruch with emes, is the kedusha sayayim of Rosh Hashanah. That is what Malchus is about. Malchus, not Memshalah, Malchus is the realization that we can't do it in itself, that we are completely dependent on Him. We have nothing self-existence. That hargosha is the tikkun of Midas Adin, because you're revealing HaKadosh Baruch in this world. That's Malchus with the world of Yesh, turning it into Ayin. Rabbi Yoshi Ber says a similar idea also in the Pasuk in Chana. We know that we read the Haftorah of Chana. In the Haftorah of Chana, we read because Chana was Nifked and Rosh Hashanah. Now, what does it mean when she was Nifked and Rosh Hashanah? So the Chassam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch, he says we know that they couldn't have relations, so she wasn't conceived on Rosh Hashanah. What happened in Rosh Hashanah was that the tefillah, her tefillah was on Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yoshi Ber says, like, if you pay attention in the pasuk, the pasuk says that Vayihi pasuk in Perek Aleph pasuk dal Vayihi Hayoyim Vayizbachel Kana, and happened that day Vayihi Hayoyim, which is Loshon Tzar, and the Hayoyim says the Zohar relates to Rosh Hashanah. So Vayihi Hayoyim Vayizbach Elkon, Elkon will bring a korban, was the day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk says, V'nosel Pnina Yish L'chobaneh, you give to Pnina and to her children, and Chana, she gave one piece, one portion of the korbanos. Now, and so he gave her a portion, double. So everybody else got for her and all the children of Pnina, and she got a double portion because she loved her more. But it says that Pnina actually made her suffer. The Gemara says, Pnina l'shem shamayim niskavna, but it says, v'chen ose shona b'shona, that happened every year. Until one year it says, v'yorom el kana ishna chana. So usually the pasuk says before, but tif kevel ose echel, she would cry and not eat. So el kana told her one year, lama tif kevel lama do t'chli, why are you not eating? Haloi, v'lamir alevovech, why are you so upset? Allah, I need toiv, l'duch tov lach v'asobun, am I better for you than 10 children? And the Pasuk says, on that Rosh Hashanah, v'tokum chanach re'ochla b'shilo, that she stood up after they ate. It doesn't say ochla that she ate. She says ochla, meaning after the eating, which means it's not her, it says the Malvi, because it's not mapik hay. If she would have eaten, would have said ochla with a dot on the hay, but it's not mapik hay. So it means that after they ate, v'achrei shasoi, and v'hi moras nefesh, and she was very, very bitter. She was very sad. V'tispalel al Hashem, and she davened, not li Hashem, she davened al Hashem. Chazal already explained what it means al Hashem. U'boch yisivke. Says Rabbi Yoshi Ber, that's why you read the Haftorah of Chana. Because she always, through every Rosh Hashanah, she was under the impression that she had who to rely on. Her husband would daven for her. That Rosh Hashanah comes, even the husband gave up. Elkanah said, you know something? Why are you crying? Just give up. I'm going to be better. Nasar Banim spins the Malbim. My chiyuv is on me, not on you, and I will take care of you. When she realizes that now she has nobody else to rely on, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that philo is answered, because that is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is about it, that's Malchus. Malchus is that you can't, nothing else is real. You can't depend on anything else. You are totally, totally dependent on the Kodesh Baruch Hu with nothing else to rely on. And that is the Davar of Rosh Hashanah that we try to emulate. So therefore we read Chana. We read Chana and she says, on that Rosh Hashanah, Lama tifki v'lama lo seichli. Why not eating? That's it, give up. And you realize that you don't have anybody else to rely on. And when you rely only on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you realize that he's the only thing that's real, that is Malchus. And therefore we read this after the Malchus. All the hakor of Malchus is the hakor of Shofar. That's why it comes from the Trefer Shalaila of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh. Life has no meaning without the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the reality of this world. This world is expressing him. But then you could see exactly what's Zichronus. Zichron is not something asked out. Zichron is not an additional mess of Rosh Hashanah. It's the depth of Malchus. Malchus, the Pshat, is we have no existence. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu is real. So you could say that there is a nothingness. Like all the religions say, that we are nothing. We don't believe that. We believe that we are Gilui Kvoid Malchusoi. You know why? Because we are the Machshova HaKdum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan, and we are the execution of His plan. We are the revelation of His plan. We are Gilui Shem Shomayim. We are Megale His plan. That's Zichronus. Zichronus tells you, how far does Malchus mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only real and we are not, and we are not important? Is the realization that what we are is the Zikoron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zikoron says is when something is far away, you have to be masked. So we want to go back from being independent beings to go all the way back to the original master plan of the Machshova HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That is where we are, and that's how we want to be. We want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zoicher HaBris, meaning remember that we are part of your bris. Our remembering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering, is putting us within the gilui of that bris, which is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to be a part of that story. We want to be a story of the writer of the book. Our existence of Malchus is not that we depend. That dependency is so much that we go and we go to the source that what we are is nothing but an execution of His plan. We are part of His consciousness. That's what we are. We are the consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing about the original plan. That's why it's called Zikoron. Zikoron is something which has already been there. It's a Choik Zikoron. We are engraved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's consciousness, Kebeyocho. So Zichronus is also a deeper sense of Malchus. Malchus is our, not all the idea of Malchus is Hashem Echod, Ani Rishon v'Ani Acharon, is that there is nothing of the self. We are completely bottled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how much bottle is it? The Bittul of Adam is to realize that what he's here is nothing but the Gilui, that's the Zichoron. The Zichoron is what is the consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's who we are. We are executing that original plan. We are a gilui of that original plan. That is how Metzius is. It's not that we are nothingness. We are the gilui kvoid melech. We are the gilui kvoid melech means that we are executing. We are the expression of that original machshova. Zikroinus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us back to that zikoron of the machshova hakduma, which is the rotzin ha'elyon of ona emlich, which is the source of the whole world, is the connection between creations and creatures, realizing that there's no separateness. The creations are an expression of the rotzin of the creator. So therefore, he asked the shaila, what's the machlokes between Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel? Both are two sides of Malchus. One is the avoidas of Malchus, which is the Aschola, that's Rabbi. Shimon Gamliel goes in the Tachlis HaMalchus, the realization of Zichronus. And therefore the Brocha is always Malchus. Only if you have Zichronus, Kedusha Sayyum should be Zichronus. But the Avoida Sayyum is Malchus, and therefore every davening is Melech al Kol Oret. Davka, when you have Zichronus, you don't say in the Aschola Savoida which is Malchus, you talk about Zichronus, which is the end. And that's the Machloikis, and therefore in every davening, you only mention Malchus. If he has a chronos that you mention, that you talk not about the beginning of the Avoida, but what you want to be. You want to be part of that bris, the revelation of the connection between creatures and the Creator. So Mimela, that's why Ksuvim is the present. The present is the idea of Ksuvim. What is Ksuvim? Ksuvim is the presence that you have inspiration, and all of life is inspiration, and taking the inspiration to David HaMelech. David HaMelech is not something out of Exodus. We ask how the Rambam knows Tehillim. The Gemara says Ksuvim. The Rambam says Ksuvim is inspiration of Ruach HaKodesh, which is all Torah Shebal Peh, all the understandings of Vodav HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The apex, the super Ksuvim, is David HaMelech, that through his Hasoga, he realizes that he has no Hasoga. When he realized that he's just an expression of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, his own self is, in essence, selfless. That David HaMelech, that Les Levigar Maklum, that is the highest form of Ksuvim. So when the Rambam learns Ksuvim, it means Ksuvim in its purest form, that's the Tehillim. And therefore, that's the Avoida Sahoiva. The Tehillim is the present. Because the present, Avoid of the world, that's when the world starts counting, is the Avoida Samlucha and not the Avoida Samshola. It's not the Avoid of the world of Ayin to Yesh, it's the world of Yesh to Ayin, and that is the concept of the of what you call of Ksuvim, and the ultimate representation of Ksuvim is David HaMelech, which leads to Mashiach, Vayah Bayom Ahu, Yeshem Echad, Ushmo Echad.